There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. Yeah.
Time is 7 after the hour. You've joined Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horan, Rich McFadden with the Doug Steffen Good Day program, focused on things that are happening that impact you. Hopefully the cost of gasoline has made you smile. Price is going down again. Remember, there's supposed to be, Newt Gingrich taught us this fairly well when he was running for the presidency. Was that 2008? He ran against, he was as a Republican contender for the nomination. 2008, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can say what you will about Newt Gingrich. He's not ever been one of my faves. I think he has good points and bad points, as do many who are political aspirants or successful career politicians. One of the things that he said that had traction with me and so many other people were, and this was at that time, he felt the cost of gasoline, and he proved it, actually, with research, ought to have been not any higher than $2.50 a gallon. At that time, I think we were paying about, what, $3.80-something? Some ridiculous amount that we've been paying way too long. So now, gasoline, by the way, at one point in time, about that time, was $160 a barrel. A lot of money for, and it isn't even a real barrel because not 55 gallons. I think it's like a barrel of 38
like,
gallons.
Right, it's like 40 gallons.
40 gallons, yeah. Okay, so anyway, what's happened? Fast forward to August of 2015, and the price yesterday was $42.62 at closing. That's the lowest level since March of 2009. More abundant supplies, global slowdown. We were talking about that yesterday. So the price is down. Last week, the average price around the country for unleaded was $2.66. It's $2.50, right about, no, it's $2.45 now, unless you're in California where it's $3.45.
Yeah, or $4.45.
Yeah. So anyway.
70 something yesterday.
Gas, what'd you pay, $3.70? No, so it's down a little bit.
371, I think, yeah.
GasBuddy.com shows that we have several influences, including a couple of problems at refineries, that kind of stuff. But in general, this has been the busiest summer of driving since 2007, which was the summer before the crash in 2008. So people were feeling good. Summer blends of gasoline have to be changed to winter blends, so they'll clean all that out. And one of the nicest things is the cost of diesel fuel is down to a more representative price. The only reason you pay more for diesel fuel or you have is because they can get it out of you. It costs them less money to refine diesel because on the scale of things, diesel is what comes out through the refining process before it becomes gasoline. It's an augmented, when they are refining oil, what comes out of the sludge, because it's really like sludge, the stuff that you see that you put in your crankcase is nothing like what comes out of the ground. What comes out of the ground is a heavy, thick paste, like 80-90 oil. If you've ever, it's very thick and heavy, and then it gets dressed down, if you will, through any number of processes. The things are added to it, and they distill it. It's not unlike what happens at a brewery or where whiskey is made. What do they call those places? A distillery. Basically, a refinery is a distillery for oil products, and so. As each gradient level is processed more, obviously because it's more, there's more time involved in it, more work, it is more expensive to produce it and set it up. So the fact that for the last 7, 8, 9 years, the price of diesel fuel, I remember when diesel fuel, heavens on the farm, I can remember paying 20 cents a gallon for diesel fuel. And for a long, long time, it was well under a dollar. And in some cases, as the cost of gasoline went up, it was a dollar less the cost of gasoline. So now, fast forward to 2004 or 2005 in there, price of oil is moderately stable until 2008, and then the gas prices were pretty stable, and the cost of diesel fuel then starts creeping up, and nobody knows why. And nobody has sufficiently explained to me at this point, other than that they can, because diesel became more popular, but unfortunately it did in a number of the smaller truckers, the independent truckers, the big companies survive. It's like every other story you hear. Big companies get bigger. They push the little guys out. And that's what's happened in the trucking industry. So anyway, there were people who made the argument that the oil companies were in cahoots with the big trucking companies. And that's been, people say that about the energy companies. They're in cahoots with the oil companies. It's, you know, who knows? They're rigmarole round and round. Can you make a credible argument for that? Yep, yes, I think you can easily.
What'd you say about the distilleries?
A refinery is a distillery for oil products.
It's interesting that you say that.
It is.
Do you know why a barrel of oil is 42 gallons and not a 55-gallon drum like we're used to?
No, I do not.
Because in the 1800s, when they first started drilling for oil and made oil, the only casks that were available to put oil in were wine and whiskey barrels, which were 42 gallons.
So smart.
Wow, that's very good.
On the internet.
Very interesting. Yes, it is. So good for you. Thank you for finding that out. So now you know something more than I was going to impart. That's why
I
work
well. A 42-gallon Tears, which is a wine barrel, weighed more than 300 pounds, which was about as much as a man could reasonably
lift.
Handle.
Yeah. So, Jennifer, did you know that about the wine barrels?
I had no idea. Mm-mm.
Text Mally, you're the wine expert.
I know. Not a gasoline diesel expert. Oil expert.
Anyway, so you're going to see what's going to happen now. For whatever the reason, diesel cars are not as popular in Europe as they had been. Most every car that you see made in America or for America is made in Europe with a diesel component. Hard, for example, over here to get a Range Rover with a diesel engine in it. I would buy a Range Rover with a diesel engine in it if I could find one. You can't find one here, but that is half of what they make and sell in Europe. Range Rovers with diesels are very popular because the cost of the fuel is much less or has been much less. Now gasoline in Europe is getting cheaper, so they're selling fewer of those. And so as a result of that, the European manufacturers, most notably Volkswagen, shipping boatload after boatload after boatload of new Volkswagens over here that were made for the European market. For left-hand drive Europe, now they're coming over here because they can sell them here easier than they can sell them over there. Both my children have just bought Volkswagens that were produced for the European market. Very high in terms of mileage, 45, 50 miles to a gallon with a gearbox. And both my kids like to drive gearboxes. They don't drive automatics. And so that saves even more. I think that's good for 3 or 4 miles a gallon. And they're, it just sort of is coming back around. But I think that in terms of what we go back to what Newt Gingrich said for a minute, $2.50 a gallon, that'll be an outrageous price after Labor Day. It'll be $1.90. I'm going to bet with you right now, Richie, not that you want to bet with me, we'll see gas at $1.54, $1.55 before Christmas.
Wow, wouldn't that be neat?
Yep, that'll do great things for the economy.
Well,
maybe I can come and visit you guys then so I can see prices that low.
It'll
never happen where I live.
Bye.
It sets Wall Street on its ear.
Yep.
And so what does that do to our 401ks and what does it do to, you know, all of the investments based on Wall Street? But, you know, I mean, what does it do to the price of goods?
Brings them down.
Yeah.
Yep. Trucking is cheaper. It's all around better. 15 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. You've heard me talk a lot about Genucel. Genucel is a product that you put under your eyes, around your eyes, to get rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. I have used it for a long time. I think I have a softer look. Don't you think so, Jennifer? I have a softer look around my eyes because I use it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And there's nothing feminine and or masculine about this. It's just good. It makes good sense to do this to keep your looks enhanced, to feel better about yourself. And now along comes the Genucel product Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, which is a new all-natural item that comes in the same kind of a tube that Genucel does, and it precisely targets the dark circles that are under and around your eyes. So if you would like to have that beautiful, flawless look, then call 800-543-9262 and get Genucel. Get the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. You'll not pay for that. It comes as a gift when you buy a regular order of Genucel. For a limited time, you can take advantage of the air opportunity to save more money by getting free express shipping and a luxury gift which you can choose once you've ordered the Genucel at 800-543-9262. But make no mistake, the real reason to use Genucel and these other products, Platinum Dark Circle treatment, is to enhance the way you look. To look better, feel better, and you will. In 12 hours, you will notice the difference. You can get your money back if you're not satisfied. Do not wait. Call now for Genucel, Platinum Dark Circle treatment, and the special gift that comes along to you from the folks who create these great skin and face products. 800-543-9262.
I'd say 10, 4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams brews about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
That's crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
He's going up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Take responsibly.
Bic knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bic's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bic's pledge to save handwriting at BicFightForYourWrite.com. That's BicFightForYourWrite, W-R-I-T-E.com.
Musicians, Guitar Center's anniversary celebration is on right now. But Thursday through Sunday, you'll save even more with truckloads of new gear arriving daily. And just added 40 deals in every department. Get deals like a Pearl Personalized snare drum, just $89, or 15-inch powered PA speakers, $129 each. Plus, make 24 equal monthly payments with no interest on purchases of $699 or more with your Guitar Center gear card. Guitar Center's extra anniversary savings ends this weekend. Don't miss it. See card member agreement. Promotional financing terms at guitarcenter.com for financial details.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one. But with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and Stellar notebooks, your kid will be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, Office Depot brand notebooks just 1 cent each. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great.
Limit 3 in-store only while supplies last, ends 8/22.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Renai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Renai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher? Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Renai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Renai's industry-leading products at www.renai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
All right, Doug Steffens, Good Day program. For those of you who are parents worried about your children and smoking, you ought to know. Well, think about it. If you're a smoker, you know when you got addicted, how you got addicted, or do you? Once you get addicted to nicotine, you're a smoker, unless you're really strong and you can get rid of it. My mother wasn't. It killed her. A lot of people get onto it because the tobacco companies, insidious as they are, make it look sexy and a good way to lose weight or to keep yourself as part of the gang or whatever it is. So if youngsters are starting smoking in high school and they have used electronic cigarettes because that's the new cool thing, mm-hmm. National Institute of Health study says that teen tobacco use has fallen off, but teen smoking has increased because of the use of e-cigarettes. So how insidious is that when you really...
I think it makes sense. Takes up the stigma from it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Number after setting the clock, the number is 23, Jennifer. 23 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. The best preparation for good work tomorrow is to do good work today. Here's good work from John Mellencamp. This is a song that was number one during this week in 1994 called Wild Night. You can crack it up now, Richie.
When you walk the streets, trying to remember, yeah, all the wild nights creep through your mind.
Oh!
Everything's so boring when you're walking down on the street, and the wind can hit your feet, that you're crying.
How do you not sit still? I mean, you gotta just kind of move during this,
great.
Right?
Yeah, great.
That's
the moving here. Alright, so that's a good sound. We can remember that. All the girls. I was kind of like that line. Yeah. Original line. Alright. Keeping going. We're trying musically to bring you around to what was familiar. During this week in 1995, Vanessa Williams made it big with Colors of the Wind. It's a good song. How many different versions of this have there been?
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I don't know.
A number of them.
I know there were multiple versions, actually.
Let me see.
This is good, though. Crank it up, Richie. Colors of the Wind.
It is.
Good thing, it's a good song.
Oh, it was in Pocahontas. Disney movie.
Nicely done. All right, next on our review, another Toni Braxton song.
Toni Braxton.
We seem to have. Number one, this is 1996. She's been a big influence in pop music, hasn't she?
Sure.
The last couple of decades.
Yeah.
How old is she? Looked to be about 40 something.
Yeah.
Later, mid to late 40s, I would think.
Yeah. All right, so there's that coverage. Third Eye Blind, number one this week, 97, with Stemmy Charmed Life.
Love
I don't
these
know.
Guys.
I don't know this too.
And then, you know, the sad thing is, I love these guys, and then I saw them in concert, and they're so blown out. I don't know if there was a lot of drug use with them or what the deal is, but right. They just don't sound the same.
Uh-huh.
It's too bad.
All right.
But,
that's not the good part. This.
There we go. Get ready.
This is the good part.
This is the one you know.
That's good stuff to sing along with them trying to write.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
All Saints. Never Ever was number one during this week in 1998. You know, Jen Jen?
I do remember it. Vaguely. This is a while ago, yeah.
All right, 1999, LFO number one was Summer Girls.
Now this, I'm all about this.
You like this?
Oh, yeah.
You're willing to stop by in the summer. Do you remember? Do you remember?
I do.
You do?
You remember?
Kids on the block, block, had a bunch of hits. Chinese blues makes me think. And I fly, fly with the sun, fly, fly, summer, summer, summer.
Nothing. You'll like this next song. Is NSYNC. Number one during this week in 2000. It's gonna be me.
You got no choice.
At least use the right English. But as we pointed out the other day, if you use the correct
English
in all of these songs, how many of them would have been pop hits?
English, Minglish.
Yeah. English, Minglish. NSYNC era, good day, 28 after the hour.
When you implement a plan to change the world, how do you know if the change is happening? We'll tell you today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the farmers and ranchers who call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping rural America show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. And as rural America grows further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Syngenta is a global company, so those folks are used to doing things on a grand scale. The company's good growth plan, started in 2013, involves six commitments to help achieve food security in the world by 2050 and do it sustainably. Jill Wheeler oversees the program for North America.
This really marks the first time that anyone has set out to measure on a global scale across all major crops and all market segments the contribution that they are making through products and solutions. So if you can imagine, one of the biggest challenges that we just finished with our first year was, how do you find standard definitions of agriculture and productivity that will go across all crops and cropping systems, that will apply whether you are farming 10,000 acres in North Dakota or you have less than a hectare and a water buffalo somewhere in Asia?
To know how the plan is working, Wheeler says Syngenta had to know what it was starting from.
So we just finished collecting the data to create our benchmarks against which we'll measure our progress from year to year. And that meant establishing a global network of more than 3,500 reference and benchmark farms around the world, which was in and of itself a pretty major accomplishment.
More in tomorrow's show for the Successful Farming Radio.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Brothers and sisters unite. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. My sister is Jennifer Horn. Our brother is Rich McFadden. WeBeSisters.com is a website you want to check.
Love it.
It's the funnest thing you will do all day.
Is there, the most fun, Richie,
stop it.
You're
going to criticize my grammar when you tell people to go to WeBeSisters.com.
Well, it's all relative.
Yeah.
How about WeBeBrothers? Is there a WeBeBrothers.com?
No, we can check it out.
Check that out. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, lawyers for the National Football League.
Niffle.
And one of its biggest stars, Mr. Tom Brady. They present oral arguments in federal court. They are resisting pressure from the judge to make a deal on the 4-game suspension. The league says it has spent millions of dollars on the investigation into whether footballs were deliberately deflated by the Patriots in the championship game. You believe that? Millions of dollars? What are they going to spend millions of dollars on?
Lawyers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What are they going to do?
Charge by the hour.
Charge a ton of money, make a ton of cash. They're here in cha-ching.
Right. Well, what are they actually looking into?
I just find it shocking that they still haven't resolved this, because there's no way that Niffle wants Boston, one of their biggest markets, and Tom Brady, one of their biggest stars, to be out for 4 games.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, WeBeBrothers.com is available. Would you like to buy it?
Yeah,
let's do it.
You and I can be the brothers?
Yep.
Dig.
Yep. All right.
I'm down with that.
Sign it up. We'll all get it. Can't give you one of the brothers. WeBeBrothers.com.
WeBeBrothers.com.
Yep. You're on
the whitest guys you ever see.
Let's see what hackers will do with that. By the way, speaking of hackers, some of the hackers say they put 9.7 gigabytes worth of personal information stolen from Ashley Madison. That's not a lot of information, is it? What's 9.7 gigabytes in the scheme of things?
That's a good one. And you're talking about the data, raw data?
Yeah.
Text data.
Is that a lot?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Oh, it is. Okay. Yeah. All right, so how many people are going to be embarrassed by that? Maybe one of the reasons.
I'm going to ride down K Street today and see how many people are just cowering in the corner.
Right,
in
the corner.
Because that would be the funnest thing.
Whoopsie.
Target has agreed to say, I'm sorry, or we're sorry, for that Christmas data breach from a couple of years ago. And in this case, sorry means a $67 million check. The cyber attack, 40 million credit cards exposed to fraud. Not a Merry Christmas for them. Christmas, how does he say it? Christmas. Target announced a settlement with Visa. 67 mil will go toward the banks that sent customers new Visa cards after theirs were hacked. Target is still settling up with MasterCard. So, under the circumstances, do you feel better about that? Isn't there the new cards that are more difficult to hack? Aren't those supposed to be?
They have chips. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but are they being sent out to? I haven't gotten mine yet, but I wonder if anybody's got new. Have you gotten new credit cards?
I have a couple of cards with chips, but they're more expensive, so you will not get chip credit cards until your current credit cards expire.
Yeah. If nothing else comes out of this, and a lot of other things that have sort of happened. This last week or two, or month or two, or year or two, is that the credit card companies and the government and your business and my business is exposed. People are trying to figure out how to hack into you. And as a result of that, the networks are trying to make themselves more secure. Who's winning? The hackers? Or the programmers who probably were hackers before that are designing the cleanup?
Here's what I don't get. Okay, let's say some hacker gets 400,000 people's information. How do you use that?
What are you
going to
do with it? Yeah.
How do I mean, what are they? Okay, let's start with Bob Smith here, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And go buy something on Amazon with Bob Smith there. Okay, that one's done. Now, I mean, how do you use that much information effectively?
Don't you think it's just more of an embarrassment tool at this point?
Yeah, because
I just want to know who finds out. I mean, it must be the press must know a way to go through and sort through for any names that would stick out. But, I mean, come on. Who cares?
I think that is the question, isn't it? That really is the question. What do you do with the information?
I think this IRS one is a big deal.
Yeah.
And I think that government one where they had people's personal information from clearance interviews, that's big stuff.
So is there a hacking possible into the CSA?
NSA.
Into the TSA.
TSA.
They don't really have data because they don't know the personal. There's nothing about you that they know other than the ticket that they screen to make sure it's legit, but they don't couple that with your going through the screening process. There isn't a name. They don't know in what order you're going to go through the equipment, so they can't really find. But, you know, I'm looking, there were at the early stages of the TSA with these various pieces of equipment. They were all over Facebook, all over the internet, pictures of people in their body parts that were seen by these x-rays. Everybody thought that was a big scream.
Look at that. What if they wanted to add your name to the no-fly list?
Well, that's a different thing. You talking about me?
Anybody.
Or anybody? Yeah, you have to go through hell and high water to fix it because they're so stupid and poorly run. Plus, they are devious, deceitful, damaging. They're just damnable. The whole thing is damnable. So I'm going to suggest that we do the same thing with the TSA that we did with the post office. Let's go to Yelp and see. This is going to be my new favorite thing. When organizations, whether they're businesses, maybe
really?
Individuals.
Really?
What?
What do you expect to find at Yelp about the TSA?
I expect to have a little fun, the same as we did with the post office.
These guys are great.
They're awesome. Please, Xerox my body again.
I had the best time at the airport today.
Didn't get a full palm on my goodies. Can I come back through? I mean, come on.
I decided I'm going to start dating my TSA agent.
So, do you think that's a waste of time?
Yes. Yeah.
Sounds like you think it's a waste of time.
Because no one's going to go, gosh, those TSA people were awesome. I mean, who's going
to
say that?
I think it would be fun to have people explain some of the things that they're actually being asked to do by the TSA. What embarrassing thing. Look what they did to you.
Oh, my gosh. Remember?
Yeah.
It was terrible. This woman pulls me out of line when I was flying with Doug and for, like, no reason. And then she goes over and really, I mean, I needed a cigarette after she was done with me. Mm-hmm. I mean, usually I get taken to dinner first. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, and that's the story way too often. All kinds of
illegitimate
stuff, things being stolen by the TSA. They may rack it out of it. They've got a crime. It's like a mob. It's like,
yeah,
it really is. It's like they have a secret code. They're all mobsters. Oof. Let's go to the police in India, Richie.
Okay, I'm going.
All right. At DougStephan.com.
You're on the arrest.
There's always a plethora of information about animals. Today, you can find... Notice I'm ignoring you. Today...
I don't care. I'm having fun.
You can find good for you, Richie. Today, you can find... actually, this past week, any number of informational pieces on animals. The story of the tiger that got loose in the old Packard plant in Detroit. The alligators that were stolen from the Arkansas alligator farm and are on the loose. The ape that's beginning to speak English. And now here we have a parrot that was detained on allegations of shouting obscenities at an elderly woman. And when the police arrested this parrot, he refused to utter any of the obscenities. I find this hard to believe, but it's not impossible to imagine that there would be a parrot who...
You won't get me to talk, see, Kappa?
Right.
I'm not saying nothing.
The parrot somehow or other shouted obscene words and phrases at this lady whenever she would pass by the home where the parrot was.
The dame over there, I'll talk to you, but you, Kappa, nothing. Yeah. You see?
The parrot did not speak in front of the officers, even when pushed by its owner.
It's like on a nightstick.
This bird needs to work for the mob. It's awesome.
Isn't it silly? This kind of stuff is so silly, but yet it's so real for some people. It's really a pretty amazing stuff. All right, more things. There are plenty of things to occupy your mind with at DougStephan.com. 17 before the hour, 43 after on Good Day.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your... Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session. Mm-hmm. Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you can actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Join for free and discover exclusive offers only at plenty.com or on the Plenty app. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
It's that time of year again. Kids are heading back to college with new textbooks, fresh laundry, and high hopes. But now parents can still stay connected to their kids without breaking the bank, no matter how far away campus is. Staying in touch with your son or daughter in college gives every parent peace of mind, and it just got more affordable. Straight Talk Wireless is now offering new and existing customers unlimited talk, text, and data for only $45 a month, with the first 5 gigabytes at high-speed data, all without a contract. You heard right. This means nationwide coverage of America's largest and most dependable networks, providing easy connection to your child anytime, day or night, on or off campus. Your college kid will love the high-speed data to use on apps like Snapchat and Instagram, as well as calls home without busting the budget. More fun for kids, more peace of mind for parents. Check out Straight Talk phones and service plans at Walmart or visit straighttalk.com for more information.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Renai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Renai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher? Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Renai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Renai's industry-leading products at www.renai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn in Los Angeles. Rich McFadden is in Washington at our studios there. I'm on the farm in suburban Boston. A Target scathing LA Times report this week, Jennifer, shows that for-profit colleges have received $8 billion in the last few years in government funding. $8 billion. And they do it by enrolling veterans on the GI Bill. The colleges enroll 8% of all U.S. students, but 30% of their enrollees are from the pool of 1.4 million veterans who have used the most recent version of the GI Bill. The GI funds did not count as federal money in reports. They helped the for-profit colleges, including the shutdown Corinthian colleges, meet various standards about school funding. As a result, the schools aggressively targeted veterans, enrolling them in programs that cost as much as four times more than regular community college. You know what I thought? How do I say this without sounding political? I'm going to try. There are all of these plans, or you see reports by the administration in the news media suggesting they're trying to find jobs for homeless people, or jobs for more to the point of what I'm trying to demonstrate here, illegal aliens. Let's find jobs for the illegals.
Right.
Okay. Why aren't we doing the same thing to find jobs for vets?
That's a great point.
Mm-hmm. Why are we
and all these other groups, why are we singling them out when they're here? And here's the key word, illegally. They're breaking the law. And so there's these other groups that are being ignored.
Right.
I mean, one of the interesting points
argument will be is that Americans don't want these jobs.
That's not true.
Well, that's what
it's that they're
says.
Not available.
You know, American veterans, well, hello.
Ann Coulter makes a point about illegal immigrants that is very interesting. She said that the programs that illegal immigrants are benefiting from directly now in droves were the programs that were set up for black Americans. And the black Americans are getting really ticked off because their programs are not available to them anymore because illegals are overrunning them. And those programs were set up for black Americans, by the way, to pay back for slavery, which was a real atrocity and the fault of America. So they're paying back for that, but yet these illegals are using these programs. You're right. Great point. We treat our veterans like doo-doo, and everybody else, you know, gets this red carpet rolled out for them.
It is something really, really un-American, unfair. It's really despicable, frankly. The veterans are having so much trouble finding jobs, and we're spending more time talking about finding jobs for illegals. Come on. I know plenty of, as a matter of fact, I had hired somebody who was a vet to work on the farm, and through it, he figured out a strategy for starting his own business. Listen to this story. I don't think I've told you guys this story before. Remember Matt, who was here last year?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. He was on the air once, I think.
Yeah, he was. Telling about what he did when he was in
the weekend. He was in Afghanistan. Right?
Yeah, he was. Okay, so anyway, the point of the story is, here's a guy who's a vet, been in the service 4 years, came to work on the farm, saw a need for a particular type of animal transportation, and he started his own business and has left. He's become so successful. He left the farm, bought his own truck, his own trailer, and he's hauling mostly horses, but some other species, mostly horses, all across the country, and has made a business of it. So he works every day driving all over the country. And, you know, he was a perfect example, for me anyway, of someone that you wanted to encourage to have a foot forward. What is the old expression? Give him a hand out, not a hand up. No, mm-hmm. Give him a hand up, not a hand out. I was happy to have him. He's a good worker, but he wanted to do something more on his own. So he became inspired when he looked around and saw what the need was for this, because most of the outfits that are doing, especially horse transport, are very expensive. They have very large rigs. He's got a medium-sized piece of equipment, and so he can get in and out of places faster, better, easier, doesn't charge as much, and has created some for himself. So God bless him. And that's what we need more of, people who encourage vets to have either get a good job or to find a way of building their own business. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What do you need to know about the world of technology today? It's Tech Talk time with Greg Stebbin, who is the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. If you're interested in the Ashley Madison hacking, we have some inside information from Greg Stebbin, plus the story of a British man who started a Twitter spat between phone companies, and they gave him a reward for creating a mess. We'll talk about that and other technology issues as time allows here on Good Day in just a matter of moments.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. I have to get my kids ready for back to school. Staples has tons of deals, like one subject notebooks for just 25 cents. So they'll be 110% ready.
Wait a minute. That's 10% more ready than 100% ready.
That's right.
Yeah, I was a math major. I could tell.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen. Staples filler paper is just 75 cents. All season long.
Limit 30 per customer in-store. Limit 10 per customer online with $25 minimum purchase. Notebook price in-store only ends 9/12/15.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime. No! So, want to join our rewards program?
No!
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby!
How about a reward?
rewards program you can actually use every day. Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Join for free and discover exclusive offers only at Plenty with an I.com or on the Plenty app. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Remember Plenty O'Toole from the James Bond movie? Oh, come on. Nobody remembers.
Well, obviously you do.
I do. In fact,
why are you mad at us?
I'm not mad at you. I can't believe that people don't remember that. And it leads us around to, I guess, thinking about her brings me around to the stolen information from Ashley Madison. This is a big name in infidelity. If you're married and you want to cheat, this is a wonderful place to go. Can you imagine the people that made it? We had the guy on the program, and he was a jerk, Greg. I mean,
you expected what?
I expected him to be professional, and he got into it. He told me that I didn't like his website because I had daddy issues.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have
Which, you know what?
Issues?
Of course I have daddy issues.
She still lives at home.
Yeah, come on. Daddy, can you bring me some more coffee?
Yeah. All right, so the Ashley Madison site, pretty much everybody knows what it is. And the question that's come up a number of times is, why was it hacked? Because it wasn't apparently about money, Greg. It was about somebody who didn't like the site and wanted to shut it down because they didn't like the idea behind it. Isn't that really what happened?
Well, let's step back and think that someone who does this kind of hacking may say one thing and the truth may be something else, right? So they said they hacked the site because they were appalled by the morality and also the handling of personal information by the people who own the site. Mm-hmm. Does that mean that there won't be some demands for money later? Well, maybe. And it may be too late now. It may really not be about money because they've now dumped their data. They may not have anything left to negotiate with.
Mm-hmm. So, why would anybody be worried? I guess if you're married and your name shows up, it would be a worry. Jennifer's not, so it wouldn't bother her one way or another.
So for instance, the first thing people did when the database was dumped was they called it for .gov addresses.
Ah, yes.
And there could be real repercussions to people, for instance, in the military and in other sensitive positions. You know, if you're in a high-ranking position in the government or within a corporation and you do something that's blackmailable, you, in theory, you may be putting the secrets of the organization at risk because someone, you may do things, give up top secret information in theory to protect your own reputation.
Here's the way to get rid of Mitch McConnell, Jennifer.
I'm not going there.
There we go.
You think he's in there? Yeah.
All I heard is he has daddy issues, but I don't know.
I don't think he has to worry about that. He's already.
What do we learn in terms of general use of any of this stuff? You go to this Jared Fogle thing, you find all sorts of weird. There's anything for anybody.
And it's all been saved somewhere. That's the lesson. So be careful where you type your name and your credit card number.
All right.
And maybe you have a special credit card just for when you're being a bad boy or girl.
Now, I don't even want to encourage that. I just think this is deplorable, this kind of stuff.
Clearly.
Either you're married or don't be married, but come on, don't be a jerk. All right, Greg. Yeah, Greg Stebbins is here. Tech Talk time on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.